Oui, c'est le temps, il me semble.
You have a master.
Where?
Right there.
My God. Then you're happy then. There was a great master. I guess every master is great because they are masters, but one that is close to my heart, his name was Dilgawa Rinpoche. And he was in Tibet. And when he went to his master, then he wanted to go into silent retreat, which was very normal in those days. And he was in silent retreat, they say, I don't know, maybe 20 years in solitary, no? And then, of course, in between, he went to see his master in the monastery and like that. And then he asked the master, can I please go back to my solitary place in the mountains? I like to stay there for the rest of my life. That this I was just reminded because not many people they wrote because I wanted you to go into this aloneness, aloneness that you don't know what is. People know about loneliness, but you don't know about aloneness. So the ego that knows about loneliness. And you are only familiar with your ego. So then you feel lonely. That's why the whole world now is very restless. Very restless. Because the ego, the mind, needs something to do. It always wants to be busy. And if it's suddenly a quiet moment or you don't need to do anything, then you find something to do, no? Just watch yourself, which is what I'm trying to do here, that you face yourself. No? So everybody wants to escape from themselves. So of course, then it's very difficult just to be with yourself. That is silence, meditation. That is what brings you back to your true state, which is emptiness, nothing, peace, silence, aloneness. But that is a positive aloneness. But everybody is afraid of aloneness because you have never met yourself. No? So that is the whole point of meditation, to come back to see reality as it is, with no filter. So when you see and accept things as they are, then you have to acknowledge that you came alone and you are alone and you will go alone. But that gives tremendous freedom. Then you are not afraid. This is the truth. So by accepting the truth, that is freedom, that is liberation. No? And the thing is, you are afraid of being alone because you only know this loneliness, restlessness. But when you really know your aloneness, which is your own center, your God space, then only you become very grateful for life, no? Very happy. Because you realize you have nothing, and look all that which you have. You can have friends, you can play, you can dance, you can sing, you can dance, you can do so many things, no? You can share. But the reality is that everybody is alone. And when you accept reality as it is, then no more conflict. You are in tune. You are part of existence, of truth. Then everything falls into place. Then there is no fear, no worry, no anxiety, because you accept things as it is. You're not fighting against reality. How can you win? That's where your dilemma, your anxieties, your fears come from, because you are fighting against reality. You are fighting against existence. How can you win? So, by accepting things as they are, which you cannot do through the mind. That's where meditation comes in. That's where awareness comes in. Self-study, discipline. Then maybe that will bring you to this acceptance of yourself, which is in reality no self. And still you have all this. So, coming back to my friend Delgo, he wanted, because he had an awakening, no? So he knew. And when you know who you are, when you have found at last the whole practice, 20 years, at last, supreme peace, self-realization, then who wants to go back to the unconscious people, to society? So that's why he asked his master, please, can I go back to my place? Can I go back to my cave? And the master said, no. You cannot, because now you are full of wisdom. No? You're having a wisdom body. You have to share now. You have to share to people who needs it, who are lost, who is in darkness. And then, what can you do to the master? No? Then you accept. This happened in a way for me too, but it wasn't. My master had already left the body, but I tried to resist, but it didn't work. So it's something in existence, when you are full, then they want you to share. It's like that. And that deal good. So you can see, oh yeah, they escaped from the world. They were 20 years in the cave meditating. Oh Buddha, he left the family, his kingdom, his wife, his children. Wow, that, why? But look what they have done, no, afterwards. Then you get the whole story in a different perspective, because then it's not in the little, it's not the little family, it's not you, it's not your desires, your comfort, it's something bigger that is calling. Then you can be a light to so many, no? So, the Tibetans, they knew about this. You have to be alone, yeah? And of course, if you have that kind of discipline and that right intention, which very few people have, it will just be a torture for you to go into meditation in a cave for a few years. But if you have the right discipline, mindset, attention, then of course it's perfect because there's no disturbance. No? But you have to be ready to face yourself, and look how difficult it is to face yourself. Welcome to Satsang. Beloveds who are sitting alone in my apartment, looking out at the moonlight and the mountains, there is a subtle energy floating through the window that seems to whisper, "Hello, Jamie, welcome. You are loved, you are accepted, you are home. Relax and enjoy." Yes. That's what the wind and the mountains are saying. But you have to be silent enough to hear it. When you become silent, then you hear. You can listen then in a different way. Because you become part, then the wind will kiss you then. Then you will get shy because the wind is kissing you. Please leave, no, like that. And then nobody understands you. And that's again why I want to take you to, well, I want to take you home. Here, relax and enjoy. That is the love. But in that space, you start sensing again. No? It's the thing to bring you back to that vibration in yourself, where you sense, when you feel, when you open. Then everything falls in place by itself. It's nothing to do as such. It's just this that is almost unbelievable. Hello, welcome. Enjoy, relax. Why is it so difficult to accept this? Because you can't listen, you cannot feel that. It's like you are not worthy of it. And in a way, you are not worthy because the mind is too busy. So the price to pay to feel that, that you are part of that love, of that mountain, of this subtle energy, is to quiet the mind, quiet yourself, come back. Then you start feeling them. No, remind yourself, let this be the mantra, this is it. You are loved, you are accepted, you are home. Isn't that great? Everybody is lost, no? We are lost wanderers. This was very, very strong for me at one time. I remember sitting outside Osho's door in the night. And then I felt like, my God, here I am. Oh, I can't talk about my master. What is it with those people? You cannot even think about them, then you just start crying, no? That's why you are happy. But it was so strong, this feeling like you've been outside in the snowstorm, which is very easy to imagine now, struggling through the snow for lifetimes. For lifetimes. And then you come in. And not only in, but to enlightened being. Huh. That says, hello, welcome, you are loved, you are accepted, you are home. Relax, just stay here. I lived 4 years in the mountains in Colorado, and I never had this experience. I guess it's because of your presence here. I don't know. You know. Trust that. I do know that the experience is transforming a lifelong horrific fear of aloneness into a blessing. Yes. That's the miracle of being close. At the ranch, I had a similar experience. Among thousands of sannyasins, I was alone with the master. It was miraculous, a blessing that transformed. No, I just want to acknowledge the experience. Soon I will have to enter back into work in the world. I don't know if I'll be able to stay in touch with this reality. There is little room in the world for miracles. But isn't this the world? Huh? Isn't this part of the world? Huh? It is the world, no? It's planet Earth we are, no? Isn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
You can call it that. Now we are human. Are we on planet Earth? Huh? They call it that, no? Mother Earth. So that means the good news for today: miracles are possible. Again, accept it. Relax. Receive it. It's possible. This is the world, Yang. How good, there's no separation. The difficult thing is to bring that in. Into the sleepy society, into the stone heads, into unconsciousness, to take that fragile flower with you. That is what is difficult. That's what you have to have discipline for. You have to discipline, and by discipline, I only mean to discipline your mind. That it doesn't create this doubt again. This separation. It is here. But it needs your full attention to take care of it. To not go into the mind again, to the past. That's what I mean by discipline. You have to be vigilant. Then you can take it with you. Yeah, it's difficult, but it's possible. No, you know that it's there. And where is it? It's there in you, so then it's available then. Only your mind will go away, but it is still there. No, I just want to acknowledge the experience. That's exactly, that's what you have to do. Again and again and again. That's what I meant. Don't have any doubt. Acknowledge it. This is how it is. That is the light. To accept things as they are. No doubt. Doesn't come and go. It's there. That is trust. Don't let the mind come. Be vigilant. What are you saying there, Dwarf? Merry Christmas.
Changed my life.
In which way?
I'm more in the quality than in the
quantity. That's what I want. Go for the quality, not the quantity. The heart wants the quality, not the quantity. The mind wants the quantity. More, 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 more. Your heart, your soul wants the quality. Like Rumi says, you have to leave 100 half loves to find the real love. Only then you find. There is little room for in the world for miracles. No, no, it's plenty of space. No, are you going to listen to your own mind or to me now? All right. Okay. But I will never forget it. Nor shall I forget the gratitude I feel for it. And you, old friend, a friend and the master, that is something to be grateful for. All my love and a big hug, Jamie. Yes, that is the real thing to be grateful for. And that's what you have to hold close to your heart. That gratefulness, that love, will take away all the unnecessary things. Just trust it. Like you say, I just want to acknowledge this experience, this fact. I will kill you softly. Like Father Christmas, okay. Mr. Dorji, why don't you have it? You would look so good with that red Christmas hat. Do you have still money from Holland?
Yes.
Good, good. Because otherwise... we could arrange a job, don't you think? In the Christmas... it would be great. You're perfect. So jolly guy, you know, jolly guy. Ho, ho, ho. Who has quality, not quantity? My bag is empty. Hariom. Ay, ay.
Do.
a little poem for you and for everybody else. Okay? if you want to know God, this is Rumi. If you want to know God, enjoy the company of lovers. Huh? Don't go anywhere else. If you want to know about love, come to the lovers. Be aware where you walk. If you want to live your heart, your soul, find a friend like my Shams and stay near, stay close. That will do. Shams was his master. Find a friend, a master like Shams, and stay near, stay close. That is the best suggestion I have also. Where's Bhavini? How are you doing now? You speak English now? No? Malini is good English, no? Huh? Ask her if she has some tiramisu or something. How is it going in Italy? Wow? So? What do you say then? Comme ci, comme ça? Beloved Master, it is so beautiful to be here. I feel very fortunate and grateful to you and to life that honors me with this experience. What I can clearly see is that here I can really relax my mind and my heart. Yes, this is a place of the heart, where the heart can relax. And how can the heart relax? Only when it feels safe, when it feels love, when it can open, that it doesn't need to protect oneself. That is love. You just open by itself. You feel home. When I'm home there in the world, two main characters comes up. One is stiff, arrogant, little nasty, and wants to be in charge. Do you know her, Sana? It sounded like, hey, I know that lady. When did you, have you met her? I don't know. One of the characters is stiff, arrogant, a little nasty, and wants to be in charge. The other one is too goody-goody, sugary, a saint. Usually I relate to other people through these two characters. The truest part of myself rarely comes out. It still remains hidden. Yes. But the good thing, Bhavini, is that when you are here, you see it. You can translate. Okay, I'll give you a few minutes. And when you see something, then there is no doubt. And when you see something, you have a distance to what you are seeing. It's outside you. That means it's not you. Yeah? You can see this person, this stiff one, and the saint. So be alert. Don't go there. That is the discipline of the mind, which is difficult because it's been going on the whole life. Everybody has. That's why it's so difficult to look at oneself. Because you see these tendencies that you have that is nasty, or you are superior, saint, so spiritual, meditative, sannyasin. Be aware of the games of the mind. So now you have seen these two sides, which is really just two sides of the same coin, no? One nasty and one saint. Then the truest part of myself remains hidden. And why, you have to ask yourself, why is the truest part of myself hidden? That which is real in me, why is that hidden? That's what I mean with courage. This is where this courage I'm talking about. The courage is not to, you know, try to ice skate on the road here. Yeah? That's just stupid. Go rollerblading. The courage is to face this. Huh? Your unconscious tendency that is keeping you away from the real, that rarely comes out, which is just waiting to come out. But you don't have courage to do it because that takes awareness. You don't know that person. You know the saint and you know the bitch. But who is the real one? So this is already half the battle is won. You follow. Most people, they don't see this, what you are doing to yourself. You are locked in your role. And that's why you suffer. You are identified with your role, either as a saint or as the bitch. So find out now, the challenge and my invitation is to find out who is the real you that is hiding, that rarely comes out, that is waiting for it. That is you. And she has nothing to do with this saint or the bitch. She is beyond that. It is very difficult to handle both a saint worthy of medals and honors and a strong character full of power. Yes. How to do it? I would feel very vulnerable. Yes, and that's why it's difficult. But that is a must. You have to be vulnerable. You have to be soft. And that is almost impossible in the society. That's why, again, the mystery school, the ashrams, the sangha, the Buddha fields. Because there you have the right climate, the right soil, that you can allow yourself, I can relax, I'm welcome, I'm loved. then something starts opening by itself. That is your real, that is rarely coming out in the world. So I know, Bhavini, it's very difficult, it's difficult for everybody. But try to come for a longer period. Because now, again, you and with Sharon, hola, amigo. You come very quick. And this doesn't happen quick. You really need to see your desperate need if you want to change. Otherwise, it won't happen. Because now you just tasted this again, no? You feel so fortunate and grateful to come here to me. And I see that I can really relax, relax my mind, relax my heart. And it's only when that relaxes, your being relaxed, then something else comes. It comes by itself. That beauty, that trust, that insight. But in the world, even if you are the bitch, Wonder Woman, or you are the saint, Mother Teresa, that you are always on guard because that is false. So, discipline, yeah? And that discipline is much worse when you are alone. That's the value to be around the master. That's the value of being here. Like you say, here your heart can open up, your mind relax. Because this is the climate. In the middle of the winter, I bring the spring here. It's a miracle. Primavera. In January. Miracle. I'm just telling you straight, Bhavini, because I want to help you. But you have to come for a longer time so you can soak it up. And you deserve that now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Beloved Master, you are the love that shows me what is my potential. These retreats and being here is the place where the love you share is integrated in my being. Working in Dharma Mountain shines love of my old habits, my traumas and blocks until love shines true. I melt. Going back to the UK and being with my dad puts into practice the love I have for myself and how I live it and share it. This is the difference, Hosan. Where is Hosan? Yeah? You see, you are lucky, you are here. You escaped. And slowly, slowly the healing is happening. Huh? Because it's not polluting. You can deal with yourself. It's almost as good as Dilgo going to the cave, because here is much more protected, it's peaceful, it's love in the air, it's meditation in the air. So things are happening, even in spite of yourself, which is almost a miracle for you. Yeah, but it's true. Going back to the UK, being with my dad puts into practice the love I have for myself and how I share it. Going to church with my dad and still focusing on you, Master. You're bringing me there also. Just changing the words in the service and songs by saying swa, swa, and Babaji, Babaji, instead of Jesus and Christ brings lightness. Swa, Babaji brings lightness, laughter, love, and gratitude. It really shows me how much you have transformed me. Yes. Because the religion is some of the most serious things now. Beloved Master, I kneel at your feet with love and much gratitude for all you are sharing with me. I love you, Hosan. Very good. And you really sticks in, hold all the castle here. My God, in this winter, it was so cold. And you are so happy. Where is Nanga? Huh? In your camper, my God. You guys must have done that. I could see you, you know, in the old England or around with this. Huh? Troubadours. Huh? Like that. But now you don't need to be troubadours. Now you, bah, you found the place. Very good. Dasha, good. May everyone be happy. Allow yourself to relax. Feel welcome. Feel at home. Feel love. Find peace. Rest in the silence. Rest in yourself. Aum Shanti. Tree. sit on it.
And the shadow.